Good morning. Good morning. All right, here we have the third and final hour of the program. Again, I want to thank Mike Minogue for coming down, sitting here. We didn't get through as many calls as we're waiting. We had a lot of people on hold. You can go tonight to meet Mike Minogue. It's free, open to everybody, at the New Bedford Country Club, put on by the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee, Joanne and Tom Hodgson. And I know there's going to be a good crowd there, a really good crowd. So go take this opportunity to meet the candidate and to sell the South Coast, right? Let me just give you a little insight to what took place off the air. So as all of you know, I have some deficits, right? Physical deficits from everything, the China virus and all that stuff, right? So my left hand, I don't have a lot of feeling in it, all right? And I knocked over, which is not uncommon, a cup of cold tea here on the counter. And Mike Minogue could have let it sit there, but he didn't. He lifted up the phone so the phone wouldn't get wet. He started, Tom Hodgson grabbed paper towels. Mike Minogue grabbed the paper towels, started wiping up the tea. Just, again, I didn't do it as a test. I didn't do it on purpose. I mean, it happens from time to time that I spill liquids here in the studio. Tell you the truth, it started, it happened even before I got the China virus. But my point is that he showed a lot by doing that, you know? And then, look, I think he's dynamic. I'm not making an endorsement. I want the Republican primary to play out naturally, right? But the guy is really dynamic. He's very impressive. I was glad to spend the hour with him in person. You'll get that opportunity, too, if you go tonight. I have not seen, and I think the other two candidates are really good, but I agree with Tom Hodgson and Jimmy DeMello when they say that they have not seen anybody like this guy in the past willing to run for governor. And I will tell you this. I shook hands with him before he left. We took some photographs. But I looked him in the eye. Now remember, guys, he's a billionaire, all right? He's a billionaire. And I told him, I appreciate you running for governor. I know you don't have to do this. You have other things you could be doing. It could be anywhere in the world. So I appreciate the fact that he's running. Because we need a person like him to be the governor. Problems are catastrophic here in the state. We need an airborne ranger. A man who's been in combat, a West Point graduate, a private sector CEO. We need that. We need that now. It's gotten that bad. And remember, I voted for Maura Healey, so it's not purely a partisan thing on my behalf. I voted for Democrats in the past. I'm sure I'll vote for them in the future. The right ones. But it was a really great hour here, and I appreciate all you that participated. Tom, what'd you think?
You know, you don't have to say much. You just have to listen to him.
Right.
And I think you raised some very important points. And one of the things he didn't mention, which I think is pretty significant, he's donating his salary.
Yes.
As governor. Yeah. And that's the kind of man he is. He's investing a lot of money in his campaign. As you said,
dollar for dollar matching the donations.
As you said, he doesn't need this.
No.
But he's a guy, if you look at his record, from the time he served in the military to the programs he does to support kids in education, to the things he's done in the medical field to help people, this is a man who is all about giving back and helping people. And he's been very successful. And he didn't just take that and run or use it for some political power or something else. He did it and gave back. And he's continuing to give back. And you know what? What a great profile of a person to be able to be a leader for us.
Our current governor is going to fight like hell because she's got nowhere else to go.
But, you know, I forgot to mention this, Chris, and I think this is, if you really want to sort of just capture something in one little snippet, but it's pretty glaring. You have a man who's given hundreds and hundreds, him and his wife started a group, a not-for-profit, to help kids in education and so forth.
And veterans.
And veterans. But we have a governor who kicked the kids out of a community center.
Right.
Who kicked them out of the community center and pushed them out onto the street corners where their parents were trying to prevent them from going. They get exposed to the fentanyl pouring in or the sex and human trafficking. And Mike Minogue is saying, we need to invest money in our kids to help them get a leg up and to be disciplined and be successful like he and so many other people have been in Massachusetts over the years.
Tom, we are last in private sector job growth. We didn't even get into it. There's other interviews with him I would encourage people to take a look at. Mike Urban, who does a YouTube channel, who's interviewed all three of the governors as well, candidates as well, and does a lot of great stuff. If you don't know Mike Urban, you should follow him on YouTube. He does a great Massachusetts current affairs program. Really impressive. Talking about the fact that without the private sector insurance, we are in big trouble because of the reimbursement rates for Medicare and Medicaid to the local hospitals and the doctors, that without the private sector insurance, which is going away in the sense that we're losing private sector jobs, that the whole state is in major trouble.
Yeah, and you know, what I think is really significant too, Chris, is if you really, when you listen to him speak, and again, juxtapose that to our current governor, Mara Healey, the difference is Mara Healey can't speak in those administrative terms. She doesn't have any background. She speaks, everything's pushed through a political filter with her. It's always about, if you ever just really step back and listen and think about the things she's been involved in with regards to Massachusetts and the running of this state, it's all driven by politics.
Right, silliness.
And then you have a man like Mike Minogue with the kind of background and experience he has. You didn't hear any sort of slants around politics or this or that. He doesn't care whether you're a Democrat, Independent, Republican. He cares about whether or not this state is going to be healthy again financially,
right,
whether it's going to be safer again for the people in our communities. That's what he's focused on, and he's got the background to do it.
Tom, I've heard other people in his group, his class of, you know, investors, saying that, and these are Massachusetts people, saying that Massachusetts is no longer an investable place. In other words, you cannot open a new company in Massachusetts. You'll look everywhere else. These are guys like a guy who lived on Marlborough Street in Boston, Mr. Wonderful, you know, who's on Shark Tank. Mr. Wonderful lived on Marlborough Street in Boston. For years, he raised his kids here. I heard him the other day saying on a business channel that Massachusetts, you can't invest in Massachusetts. It's uninvestable. Nobody would try to start a company today in Massachusetts. They'd move somewhere else. And guys, that's where we're at. I mean, we really are in trouble.
Yeah, and another important point he raised was, you know, success for him didn't happen overnight. He had to work through the challenges of building a business 19 years.
Right.
So what is that experience worth to us as it applies to now fixing the problems in Massachusetts? He's already been there with building a company. He knows how to fix these things. And that's the part that makes him, I think, so attractive as our next governor.
Look, he's clearly a tough guy. He went to Ranger School, went to combat, served as a platoon leader in combat as a mechanized infantry officer. He's a tough guy, no doubt about it. What Mara Healey is going to try to do, and the Democrats, not all of them, but many of the party officials are going to try to do to that guy, all for stepping forward to try to reverse the problems that primarily are caused by her, is going to be outrageous. I don't think we will even recognize the Mara Healey with the viciousness of her campaign to attack this decorated combat veteran, West Point graduate, successful businessman, father of five. She's none of that.
No.
She's none of that.
No, not at all.
So she has to destroy him to hold power.
Yeah, and good luck with that.
It's going to be up to the people whether they're receptive to it. I hope they're not.
No, and I do as well. And I think, look, Democrats, Independents, and Republicans in Massachusetts are fed up with it, with our state being where it is. And they want someone in there who is a true leader,
right,
who they know is not going to be, you know, wavering around politics, but it's going to say, no, here's the bottom line. Here's our mission. This is what we have to get done.
Yep.
He's already got all that background and training. So we're it's, as you said, Chris, in the beginning of this show, and as always, you put it very adeptly and wisely, is it's up to every one of us now.
Right.
No more. We have to look in the mirror. We have somebody right now who can step in and give our kids better opportunities for the future, build the state back up again and bring in companies and encourage them to come here, build the economy, and make it a place that people want to live and invest
right.
in. And so it is, to that point, this is our time. It's every one of our time
right.
in history to decide, and do we want our kids and grandkids to look back on it and say, well, my mom and my dad had a chance to make this state a better place for us.
Right.
They basically said, no, kids, we don't have time for it.
Right.
You figure
that's
it out.
That's why we live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, right.
That's why I live in New Hampshire now, right?
Yeah, right.
Tom, tonight you're going to give everybody the same opportunity you and I just had. You've had a couple of them, but that I just had, that I'm telling you, you're going to have a serious decision to make in the Republican primary and then ultimately at the governor's level. So take the opportunity tonight to go meet Mike Minogue. Get the same experience I did. You can see him tonight. He'll be at the New Bedford Country Club. It's free, 6 p.m. to whenever. Seems like he's willing to stay till everybody's last question is answered. It's New Bedford Country Club tonight, 6 p.m., put on by the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee. Those great Americans on the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee. And, of course, Tom
yeah,
and Joanne Hodgson.
Margaret Sweet. Yep.
Yeah, Margaret Sweet.
She's
Joanne
great.
And Tom Hodgson as well. We got some people on hold here. Actually, they just dropped. So if you want to get through, you can at 508-996-0500. Your reflections on Mike Minogue. And, guys, by the way, a major problem, but and I understand it, is upgrading your home's energy efficiency. It can feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. We've got people on hold. We'll be back, though, with a little bit after this commercial. More with Tom Hodgson and Chris McCarthy. Stick around.
This portion of programming on WBSM is brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, where you can get two hot dogs, soda, and a bag of chips for only $5.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
You're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's hard times in the neighborhood.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Chris McCarthy. You're the audience. You can reach me at 508-996-0400. We have Tom Hodgson here in the studio. Remember, tonight there'll be a party, a meet and greet at the New Bedford Country Club from 6 p.m. till whenever with Mike Minogue, put on by the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee, led by the very capable Margaret Sweet. And, of course, Tom and Joanne Hodgson are also involved in putting this whole thing together. Tom, we got some people who want to talk to us. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's happening,
Good
Mike?
Morning.
Not much. I just want to let you know, obviously, the both of you know I'm a staunch Democrat. There is no way I will be voting for the governor that we have at this time. No way. A matter of fact, I've liked a little bit of all three of the Republican gubernatorial candidates.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They all have a little something special.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, it is. And I really think that there's going to be a lot more Democrats like, well, I'm hoping, a lot more Democrats like myself who will not be voting for this lady because she has ruined this state severely. And I don't know if we'll ever recover, or if we do, it's going to take a long time with a smart individual like the gentleman who was on in the prior hour. And that's pretty much all I have to say. I'll listen to what you guys have to say about it, but she doesn't have my vote. No way. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Be safe.
Thank you, my friend. That's a lifelong Democrat.
Yeah, and you know, and it's funny because we do talk about people in the context of party.
Yeah.
But I think our state's at a place now where people are starting to go, you know what? We're starting to realize it's about us. We can have our different philosophical views on certain things.
Sure.
But then there's a gentleman who's saying, you know what?
And he is a gentleman.
Yes. And it really is about he's hurting. He thinks the state's hurting. And so he's willing not to be driven by party politics, but to say, I'm driven by what's good for all of us.
Yes.
Democrats, independents, and Republicans. And I'm going to vote for somebody that's going to be more responsible.
Thank you, Tim.
Lunch.
We got some other people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. How are you? Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Colin.
Hey, Sean. How you doing? Hey, Ward 3 City Council, Sean Oliver.
Very, very good. Sheriff, I want to thank you for having Mike come on and getting him to the region. And obviously, having your support, I think that means a lot to folks in the area. So I want to thank you for that, first and foremost.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for what you're doing. You've been very active out there, not just as a city councilor, but also trying to get people to understand that we can move in a new direction. And I commend you for that.
Absolutely. And that's partly, the reason for my call is, and Chris, you're putting out a great product. I tried multiple times in the last hour to get through, and I've never had a problem getting through, so the phone lines must have been jammed.
Oh, they were absolutely jammed, yes.
Yeah, so that just means you're putting out a good product, that's all.
Thank you.
But I hope Mike is close by or listening on the radio, and, you know, I've watched his videos that are putting out there. I've seen the ads, and they're all great. They really are. But the one thing that I haven't heard, and I hope that he's going to be able to take some questions and stuff today, because I do plan on attending tonight's event after a council meeting that we have. But, you know, here in the region, in our region, we have gateway cities like Fall River that voted for the president. Right next door, Acushnet, that had the highest percentage vote in Massachusetts for the president. Yet we're represented by not a super majority, but a super, super majority.
Yep.
Of Democrat representation here. And don't get me wrong, I work well with most of them. I get along with most of them. When I reach out to them, they answer. Sometimes it's not the answer I want, but I do get an answer. But, you know, winning the highest office in the state is great, but I hope Mike realizes that he's not going to be on these ballots throughout the Commonwealth alone. And my question tonight, if I get the opportunity to speak with him, is, you know, and it's no disrespect to him at all, absolutely, it's the last hour I heard Boston and corporate, and I understand that that's, you know, we have to focus on that, but me here as a representative for New Bedford, the WBSM audience, I think, you know, we're worried about what's happening here and in New Bedford and surrounding towns and what the governor is going to do for us. So my real question is, I hope he has a plan, or if there's some part of his campaign to help Republicans, center, common sense candidates get elected to the legislature, because he's not going to be able to do it all alone. He's going to need them as well. And Chris, I thank you for the opportunity for my rant. And I just, Sheriff, do you know if Mike's going to be taking questions tonight?
Actually, Sean, that's the one thing he wants to spend most of the time doing.
Yeah, he actually asked about that.
Yeah,
tonight.
He did. He said he wants to spend most of the time answering questions and hearing from people what's on their mind. So absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I know he's meeting with the fishing industry today, and he's meeting with
Jay Lanigan, other local people,
some other local business leaders. So awesome.
Yeah. And so again, he's very focused on everything that you guys do.
Yeah, appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks, Sean. You're doing a great job. He's a great counselor. You know that you were in that, yep. that body. It can be difficult. But his point is true. These guys running for governor have to know that when they get there, they're going to deal with a supermajority Democrats unless they bring along with coattails other people.
Yeah, and look, you know, Mike Minogue had to deal with you know, some pretty liberal people in the federal government when he was dealing with his business and, mm-hmm. and regulations and things like that. So it's not something he'll be unfamiliar with and figure out how to get the ultimate benefit and goal for all of Massachusetts.
We're talking about the interview I just did with Mike Minogue. There are other, by the way, if you missed it, you should check out the podcast. You can also go on YouTube or other video platforms and see other interviews with him. Before he got involved in politics, because he was just the CEO of a big publicly traded company, but there was two segments on, you can see on YouTube, of him with Mad Money, Jim Cramer, talking about his company and what they do. That's pretty interesting. And I was telling Marcus Farrell this morning that there's nobody, in my opinion, in politics that I know of that can speak like Mike Minogue about healthcare. Yeah. I mean, he's right there. It's amazing what his company has done. And again, my opinion of voting for a governor is you need to vote for people who can attract the best talent. They're not going to go out and do it all themselves. They can't do much of it. It's why, in fact, I voted for Healey over the Republican nominee, because I thought she would do a better job attracting the best and the brightest to run the state government. We've seen that's clearly not the case. I got a do-over now, as do the voters in the sound of my voice, because clearly she has not attracted the best and the brightest.
Right.
It's scandal after scandal, to include cocaine trafficking and firearms. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. And that's just what we know about.
Yeah, and I think most people, that's what most people are fed up with. You know, it's one thing if a governor is sitting there talking about, you know, responsible things that have to do with administering government, moving it in a different direction, changing this, changing that, when it's not working. But you don't get that. All you get is political speak from this governor. She was like that as an attorney general. She filed more, enjoined herself in more lawsuits against President Trump than any other attorney general in the United States. This is not a game for political purposes. This is serious government accountability that people expect of those they elect.
People cannot pay their utility bills.
Yeah.
People are going to freeze, some to death, this winter because of the supermajority policies of the Democrats and the governor.
Yeah.
They are going to go, I mean, it's horrifying, Tom. That's why I looked Minogue in the eye, Mike Minogue, shook his hand, and said, thank you for running. Yeah. Because we need you, and I know you don't have to do this.
Right.
People in my audience are going to go cold because of Mara Healey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad because we don't need to be here.
Right.
If you had somebody that was focused on the problem solving, the issues that really matter to the average person, the families in our communities and so forth, that's great. But we don't have that. And I think, look, the record is clear. You can just follow the pattern. So if we're really willing to look at why we're where we are, you have to take responsibility. If you're the person in charge, it's your responsibility. No more pointing the finger over here and pointing the finger over there. She tries to blame President Trump for everything. She's blaming, you know, saying that the pipeline now is the stopping two pipelines. Didn't have anything to do with environmental things. It had more to do with the fact that it was costly for aluminum. That's all political speak.
Yes.
She won't be honest. She won't tell the truth. And she won't take responsibility for her inability to be a good administrator as the governor of Massachusetts.
Tim Donner used to be here at WBSM, then went down to write for Fox News, now at the Boston Herald as their lead political reporter up there. He has a big story, but he's got a lot of great stories. Always check out the Boston Herald, particularly Tim Dunn's articles on just what you're talking about, Tom, where she's literally, Tim Dunn asked her the question about the pipelines, blocking the pipelines. She lied to Tim and to everybody else when she said, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
It's clear that she did. We have video of it.
Yeah, well, she was bragging about it because she thought it was an anti-Trump sort of move on her part,
right.
And she was looking to get, you know, political kudos for that. And and meanwhile, while she's looking for political kudos, as you said, now we have people that are going to be suffering trying to keep their homes, you know, heated during the winter months.
I've gotten letters from people and phone calls, obviously, from people. We got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. The last caller was right on point in the sense that the governor didn't do all this alone.
Right.
She is corrupt, and she's corrupted our government even more than it was already. But she is very, very inability to control costs and look out for the average citizen. She hasn't been able to do that. In fact, she's done just the opposite.
Yes.
But I blame our legislature just as much because they sat by and let her do it.
Totally
they
agree.
They have some control. And our legislator is just as much to blame as she is. And that's why we need a governor that will actually reverse it and put our legislature on the line and say, you're going to be able to do this. And if you don't do this, we're going to call you out. Because our legislature has been corrupt, and they have just sat by and watched what she did to us. She has ruined our utility situation.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely got to get rid of the 2050 mandate. That's got to be a priority because that's what's killing this state. It's a cost of living thing, and it's also the taxation through utilities.
Yes.
They're actually, this mass save thing is a taxation. It's a huge tax, over $1,000 per year per utility holder, and we're not getting our value out of it. It's all to promote socialist situations. It's a bad thing, and our legislature needs to change it because the governor alone is not going to be able to do this. But you've got to be able to call out the legislature and say, hey, this is what's going to help our people. If you don't vote for this, then our citizens are going to know it's your fault, too.
What a great call. What a great call.
Yeah. What the caller basically explained, I think makes clear to all of us that she really is better suited with her talents to be in the Mondami administration,
yes,
where they give everything for free and they do it based all on politics and not on reality.
Yes, well, we're going to take more phone calls here. Folks, it's getting cold out. You got to make sure if you got a crack in your windshield, you got to fix it. It makes you look bad as a person having a cracked windshield. Looks kind of ghetto, right? You know that. But also, it's not safe. It's not safe at all. And with the colder weather coming, it's really not safe for you and your family. But it's easy to fix. All you got to do is reach out to Citywide Glass. They'll send a mobile tech team right to your home or your work parking lot. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call Citywide Glass in Dartmouth or Citywide Glass in Fall River, or go to their website and make an appointment, citywideglass.net. All insurance is accepted. Won't cost you a penny out of your pocket whatsoever. They'll come right out to your home or your work. Citywide Glass will fix your windshield, make life a lot better looking anyway, and a lot safer for you and your family. We got people on hold. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Next thing she was running at me, telling me to lay that hammer down. Cause there's a man right behind me, doing his best to slow me down. Yeah, and it's a long way to Richmond.
Welcome back to the program. I'm here with Tom Hodgson. We're taking your calls at 508-996-0500. Again, tonight, if you want to have the same experience that I've had and that Tom Hodgson's had in a couple occasions to actually meet Mike Minogue in person, I would encourage you to do it. You can go to the New Bedford Country Club in Dartmouth. Free event tonight, 6 p.m., put on by the Dartmouth Republican Town Committee and, of course, Tom and Joanne Hodgson. so that you can do a meet and greet for free. Meet Mike Minogue, ask him questions. And to Tom's point, the thing he was saying to Tom here off the air is, I really want to do the question and answers. Is that going to be a thing tonight? And that is going to be absolutely be part of the program tonight, right?
Yeah,
Tom?
That's going to be predominantly. He's probably going to speak maybe 12, 15 minutes. And then the rest, he wants to really get questions and answers from the audience, yep, so that he can speak directly to them about the things that, that are of concern to them and what he plans on doing to help deal with those issues.
He's a really dynamic guy. Yeah. Former Ranger qualified, Army infantry officer in combat, West Point graduate.
Bronze Star recipient.
Yeah, Bronze Star engineering degree. I mean, just really, I don't know why and he's a billionaire, by the way, too. Also a billionaire. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Tom. Gilly Safios.
Hey, Gilly. How are you?
Good. You know, I called Tim's show this morning to let him know about the city council voting for the taxes for the HUC. And I gave him the people that voted for the raise the taxes. And he put a challenge out there for any city council to explain. And the people that voted for the raise was Linda Morad, Maria Giesta, Burgo, Joe Lopes, Ryan Pereira, and Mr. Oliver, that just got off the phone. They voted for the raise, which nobody knew what it was. Nobody called in to tell them it was 1.72, which means it's going to be like $160 extra a year, quarterly $40. But he didn't even mention why he voted against it, but he did talk about the governor. I mean, he voted against for the raise. He voted for the raise, and he didn't explain to us why did he do it for the city of New Bedford, for all the taxpayers. So that's the thing that I like to know. I mean, nobody of the city council has called in and, explain. Or whenever they want to do something, they call in to the station.
All right. Thanks for the call, Gilly. Appreciate the information.
Yeah, I mean, I hear the caller's point. I mean, it probably would be helpful for both maybe the caller, but also for them, so that there's no confusion as to why they made the decision they made. And that I think when the public doesn't have an explanation, sometimes that makes it more difficult, and then people presume things. I think, just to explain that.
So
people understand what the rationale is, why they felt the need to do it.
What the caller was talking about is you set the tax rate, and there's a shift. Because you have a split tax rate in the city of New Bedford, you do commercial or homeowners. You can do it either. All of them are going to get the taxes set, but it's all about the shift. I would say the best thing to do is to watch it on cable access, really. That's going to give you the entire debate. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, caller. How are you?
Hanging in there, trying to stay warm, with these high gas bills.
Yeah.
Tom and Chris, back in 2022, the IRS reported here in the state of Massachusetts, there's 42,731 NGOs, and there's 35,503 501c3s. And I saw an interview with Elon Musk when he was doing Doge. And he said anywhere between 80 to 90% of these NGOs and 501c3s are affiliated with the Democratic Party. And a lot of them are getting money to help illegal aliens. And here in the city of New Bedford, there's two nonprofit organizations. One is on a cushion at Avenue in the North End, called the CEDC, run by Director Corinne Williams.
Yes.
And the other one's in the South End on Orchard Street, running out of that library, is the Immigrant Assistance Center, run by Elena Hughes, the Executive Director. They're both violating federal law, aiding and abetting illegal aliens. And they go in there. This is something I seen, a neighbor showed me on the YouTube, something called an organization called La Cundia. It's LACUNDIA, and two organizers, two illegal aliens, one by the name of Estela de la Cruz, and the other one is Celestina Raimundo, and they run this this thing that, should I say, a money pool. There's 40 members, according to Gerardo Beltran Salinas of the New Bedford Light, who was explaining it. 40 members, illegal aliens, undocumented, so they can't go to the bank. They can't take out a legal, they can't take out a loan. So what they do is they give $100 to these two ladies, and they put it in a money pool. At the end of the week, it's $4,000, and then they pick two people every week to get $2,000 so they can pay for their bills. Estella said she put a down payment on a house and bought a car. And Celestina said she got a car for her daughter to go to college. How the hell is these people getting away with this? They evade taxes. They put in a money pool. And Corinne Williams in the interview there on YouTube, she's okay with that. How the hell is this getting away with in the city under this mayor, Mayor Mitchell? Can you explain that to me, Tom?
Well,
thanks for the call.
I don't know, other than what you were just speaking of, I think your point's a good one. And one of the things I think you're going to see is that's not something that'll continue to go on without being scrutinized by somebody like Mike Minogue, if he's the governor, because he's all about audits. He's all about making sure
yes.
that the government money goes to the appropriate places and not to the maybe organizations that are doing things under the table or whatever you had just suggested.
We're going to take a break and then we'll be back. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be back more with Tom Hodge when we come back. Travis Tritt redoing an Elvis song. Pretty good combination there. Elvis and then Travis Tritt. Trouble. So, Tom, speaking of trouble, the settling of the lawsuit.
Yeah, that that was very surprising, obviously, to me. We never would have lost that lawsuit. It was, in fact, we have a federal report from the Inspector General's office that the Biden administration would not release that we believe exonerates us. And it wasn't released because it was a politically motivated act to shut down our ICE operation.
Absolutely.
We had done it for 25 years. We didn't have issues. We had good systems in place. And to, you know, to have the taxpayers pay $800,000 to settle with people who completely trashed and cost hundreds of thousands of
illegal
dollars.
Illegal immigrants.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to the property of the taxpayer, assaulted me with a chair.
Yes.
And then to go on politically riddled report by Mara Healey, which was, I mean, we've got 205 pages of Freedom of Information Request that has not been released, will be at some point, that shows a month before this incident even happened, the ACLU to Mara Healey, Mara Healey down DHS and back and forth, and that was during Mayorkas and so forth. I confronted Mayorkas and told him, look, you need to reinstate our program immediately.
He was the Secretary of Health, Homeland Security.
Yeah. Shut down. You need to reinstate our program. You need to apologize to my staff. And you need reinstate the entire 287G and the detention.
Tom, they had to get rid of you to start the invasion.
Yeah. And you know what? It's look, politics is what it is.
You were on this before the president.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Illegal immigration.
Oh yeah, big time.
And they had to get rid of you to start the invasion.
Yeah, and they knew that, and I was very outspoken about the immigration part. But I will never apologize for that, because you know what, Chris, was really interesting? I know, with all due respect to my the new sheriff, you know, he had said, you know, that we didn't use taxpayer money. Yep, that was taxpayers' money, $800,000. The civil division's paid for and run by the taxpayer, and that somehow we were irresponsible by the contract we drew up with ICE. That contract is used all over the country.
Right.
But more to the point is, when you're in this business, I mean, the sheriff had a situation, I don't know, a year or two ago with a riot that took about 7 hours to resolve. There was severe damage there. That costs the taxpayers money.
Right.
That happens, sadly, in this business. But the long and short of this is that the greatest